When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics. Hottest music. And the hottest ladies. You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes,
Tahira,
and Karishma, on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome to the Love Zone USA, the Girlfriend Network. It's your host, Tahira Sutton. So excited for the show today. We're going to talk about Halloween. Is it really getting too slutty? Are we showing too much? So you know I never host a show alone. I want to bring in Ms. Karishma Thomas. Karishma, are you there?
Hello, hello. Good evening, everyone. How are you doing, T?
I'm doing awesome. Great. I'm looking forward to this weekend and the festivities that will be approaching. How about you?
Yes, I'm excited. Everyone, I'm assuming, is celebrating Halloween this weekend since Halloween falls on a Monday. So, you know, this is definitely the Halloween weekend. Have you planned your costume and everything yet?
I have no clue yet.
Me too. I'm a last-minute Halloween girl. So, listeners, if you have any good ideas, please tweet us at the Love Zone USA or, you know, tag a picture on Instagram. We're also at the Love Zone USA there. Our Twitter handle for the Girlfriend Network is at the GF Network 1. So just kind of let us know some good Halloween costumes. I always feel that, like, the day after Halloween, I'll be like, oh, next year I'm going to be this. And I'll think of, like, 10 ideas or in the middle of the summer, and then I completely forget when it's close to Halloween time. So I'm a last-minute Halloween girl.
Okay, for me, myself, usually I plan it, but this year I just got so overwhelmed, really, really busy, so not able to really plan anything. So I'm just going to, you know, be on the spirit of the moment with it tonight and see what happens through this week. Because costumes, I guess all the stores are open to 12, but we have an interesting topic for today about the costumes. Do you think it's getting really slutty? How far can we, you know, really take it at this point? What do you think, Karishma? I feel like it's changed over the years from fun into, like, soft porn in some cases.
Definitely. I think if you actually just kind of go to a Halloween store, if you're not putting together a costume, especially for us last-minute Halloween costume gals out there and guys, if you go to the Halloween store, everything is just, like, sexy this. So it's like sexy nurse, sexy whatever, and it's a sexy baby, you know? It's stuff that does not really even make sense. I'm like, what is a sexy baby? And I'm like, that does not sound like something I want to be for Halloween. And everything just has sexy in front of it. And to me, it's quite funny. Unless you're in, like, California in the warmer part, being on the East Coast, it is usually freezing during Halloween time. So having, and you know, if you're, I live in the city and, you know, you're outside, you're not just going from, like, a car to a venue. Even if you're in a cab, you still have to walk a little bit. Like, that's just the kind of city we live in. And to me, it's just absolutely freezing. I think costumes have changed a lot because even as a, when I was a child, I remember that, you know, there, it's not like there weren't Halloween parties for adults, but everyone had more fun and creative costumes. I think people put a lot of effort into it. It wasn't really just about kind of, it was about, like, really kind of embodying the spirit of Halloween, which is, like, I would see a lot of, you know, people be, like, scary or, you know, try to be more authentic with what the Halloween spirit is or just really go all out with their costumes. And it wasn't really the sexy look. And I'm all for everyone wanting to look good. I think that's great. I mm-hmm. always think that you should be true to your costume, you know? So if you want to be a character and the character is, you know, kind of dressed more in a crazy way, like I know for sure one of my friends actually is going to be Harley Quinn this year. And, you know, her costume is like she wears like this sparkly underwear with like fishnets. Mm-hmm. But that's the way her character dresses.
Yeah.
So that I can understand more, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Jennifer is on the line, our guest host for this evening. So, Jennifer Loves, we just want to welcome you to the Girlfriend Network, your family here, since we had you on before. So, welcome, Jen.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for being here, Jennifer.
Yeah,
okay, so, Jennifer, what are your Halloween plans? Have you had your costume picked out?
Actually, I do have my costume picked out, and I'm having a birthday party because my birthday is October 30th.
Oh, wow.
That's exciting.
Right. Yeah, so
happy
every year.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. So every year I actually do have a costume party.
Oh, that's awesome. That is great. That's in Philly, right?
Yes.
Okay. That is so awesome. I'm really excited. So we're talking about, like, really, really slutty costumes. You know, Halloween from when I grew up is definitely different today. It's getting more sexier. So Karishma and I were just talking about, like, how, you know, it's changed. Do you see, I mean, everything, like, it's super sexy or, you know, I'm thinking, like, even if you go to, like, the office parties, it's racy. What do you think, Jen?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I think people use that one day as a pass to, like, just be, like, really out there, be like, oh, but it's Halloween, you know? You know, because I think that they feel like that's the only day they're going to be able to get away with it, so they might as well go all the way with it.
That is true. Now, on Halloween, I do have a confession. On Halloween, I do get, like, when I was single, you know, that would be the time that I would get extra numbers and everything. Like, people, like, looked at me in a different way. So I guess it is a task. But I'm seeing, like, costumes, like, borderline porn. Like, I'm just like, you just don't wear that outside unless, you know, you're in a crazy type of business or something. I'm just like, what's going on with the world? Like, teenagers are walking around with these costumes with, like, underwear and a bra, and it's Halloween. I'm like, I don't think that's school appropriate and things like that. So, I think there should be a line, some type of code of conduct in school, because the stuff that I see in the morning while I'm, like, traveling to work, I'm like, this is crazy.
Yes, it should be a line. Like, you know, I feel like if you're an adult and you're going to an adult party, that's different. Children should just dress age appropriate. You know, like, we weren't 13. Like, hey, we're going to be prostitutes this Halloween. Like, we, you know, we just didn't do that.
We didn't do it. My father would be back. My father went with me in trick-or-treating. So even when I was 13, he was, like, you know, at the door, like, waiting for me. Or, like, when I would walk, he would be behind me. So I couldn't get, like, I couldn't walk out like that, no. He'll turn me right around. So I just think there's a trend that you have to be sexy mm-hmm. in Halloween. And it's just, it takes away from the fun of getting dressed up.
Definitely. I think sometimes a lot of people are not comfortable in their costumes because, like I said, if you just go to the store, you can't just buy a regular costume because everything kind of is, they only sell the sexy versions almost in the store. Like, you can't buy just the regular baby costume. You have to be a sexy baby or it, you know, everything is kind of more out there on the scene. And I think sometimes it's also important to realize that, you know, if this is a holiday where you're going to be out and if it's, you're going to be in somewhere where it's cold and you're going to be drinking a lot, you want to be also, like, comfortable in what you're wearing and not feel self-conscious through the night because, you know, the whole point of Halloween is just to have a lot of fun. So you have to be able to just feel confident and good and not have to worry twice about what you're wearing or, you know, that's always been my thing because I've seen a lot of people who, you know, just, I guess, you know, conform to the whole, okay, we have to be sexy, but they don't really feel comfortable in what they're wearing and they end up not having such a great time on Halloween as what they could have you know, done.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah, true. That's right.
True, because you're uncomfortable because you're cold and your cootie cat is out. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's uncomfortable because you're cold. Like, I take in consideration that the temperature, because usually Halloween is really, really cold.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to go out, and callers, definitely call in 347-539-5729 for your comments as well. But keep in consideration, it's cold that night usually, and you're walking around like in bra and panties. Of course,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get sick, but it's cold outside. And it, I mean, because when I'm looking, like, I see the Chick of Cheetahs, and I'm like, wow, okay, look at that costume. Look at that. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. What is that? Like, you know, I'm just like, okay, your mom lets you go out. And sometimes the mom is dressed even worse than the kids. So I'm like, okay, that's where it starts at. Okay. So
yes.
I think there is definitely a guideline that should be outlined, because it is a night that you can have fun with, but other things could happen too if you're, you know, not seeing. I'm just, you don't want to give anyone the wrong impression.
That's true. I did go shopping for costumes today, and it was like, yeah, the one that I finally settled on, I still have to add like some little short shorts underneath of it, because no, not with all these curves.
Yeah.
And
I had them last year. I had to, because I was a cop. I had a confession, Karishma. I was a sexy cop last year.
You were
sexy. I'm just a sexy person, though.
Exactly. Any costume you would be in would automatically
be sexy. But I had to put on, like, leggings under it. I put on tights under it. So even though, like, I wasn't, I really didn't show anything. I had, like, the uniform.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a skirt. A skirt, shorts, but I had my tights on. So you didn't. It wasn't revealing, but, like, I guess with the glasses and the hat, it was kind of sexy. And my mother was like, you should really work for the Department of Corrections. You look really good in that. So sometimes.
I think it's a difference between sexy and slutty.
Yeah.
Yes,
you know,
definitely.
Like, some people come out and I'll be like, oh, no, I want to cover my own eyes up. Like, oh, why did I have to see that? You know, and I think it's a line between where sexy costumes stop at and where slutty costumes start at.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And then
I don't,
you
want to
take
I
it back what you saw. You're like, can I erase that guy? Take that back, because I don't want to see. I don't want to think about that person. I'm thinking about an office party that I had, and one of the girls came in. She may have not known that the costume was a little too tight for her when she purchased it. But, again, she was uncomfortable at the party. Everybody was looking at her. She came across very slutty. And that's the talk. That
you know,
was, like, the talk of the year.
And that was
company.
The worst. And I don't like the word slutty usually, but I think it's also just, like, about having that grace. Like, you can wear stuff that is, you know, showing your skin, and, like, I get it. But as long as you're really kind of just, like, graceful about it and you're owning it and it's like, okay, I look good. Like, if you're going to be Beyonce from Single Ladies and you're going to wear a leotard, just make sure you look how, you know, you want to be portrayed, and just do you in your outfit, you know, as long as you're feeling good about it. I think that when you don't feel comfortable is when the most time when it's like you start to look awkward more than anything in your costume. And when you look awkward, people are going to be like, oh, well, your costume isn't that cute because you're obviously so uncomfortable in it. And that's why, like, to hear, like you said, with your costume, you made those changes to it, which made you still look like phenomenal, but it's like, okay, you were able to get something from the store and still make it yours. You didn't have to go with just what they had in mind. You can bring your own thing to it, you know, and still be the sexy cop, but not having to, you know, but still being like graceful and like beautiful and just kind of rocking it where everyone's like, oh, hey, you should be a cop, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, definitely. Mm-hmm. So one thing I would say is definitely develop the costume. Take, you know, don't just research it and, like, Jen added her shorts on. Don't just, you know, allow someone else, and I guess with fashion altogether, to dictate what you're wearing. Make it your own, like Karishma said as well, to make it unique. But some of this is, like, I feel like it's auditioning for strippers. Like, I'm just like, is this an open audition that I wasn't, like, why am I seeing, like, when I see the girls and they got the garter belts, and I'm just like, really? It's Halloween, right? Did I miss?
But I think the mentality of Halloween has changed. It's no longer kind of considered that fun, like, oh, you know, today when I'm dressing up as a witch, I'm really going to go all out and be scary. And when you come in, you're going to be like, oh, my gosh, your costume is so great. Your makeup is great. Sometimes people do still go all out, and you see people who have just, you know, done it all as if they could have been in a movie with, you know, the crazy stage makeup, and it looks phenomenal. But I think a lot of people have just kind of, you know, made it a time where it's even like, it's not even like, oh, I'm just getting dressed up to go to the club on a Saturday night. It's to a whole nother extreme. And maybe it also comes down to like, okay, I'm dressing this way because I want, you know, maybe to meet more people on this night, or, you know, the reasons behind Halloween have just kind of completely changed. And I think, like you said, it's just become a thing where everyone, it's just all over. It's become like a universal sexy thing rather than back to the kind of original Halloween spirit that it used to be like a few years ago. I can't even remember, honestly, now when it changed, because now it just seems like I can't even think of the time before sexy Halloween, you know?
Well, I'm older, so I can definitely remember, like, really enjoying Halloween. It was fun. It was just a fun time to dress up in costumes. And just, for me, more fashionable, like, when I think about things. So I like to look at myself in different looks. So it was an opportunity maybe to wear a different wig that I would, like, not wear regularly to see how it would look. So it's more about like changing my normal look, but still being fun and friendly. You know, it was friendly and fun. And now it's just like downright, I'm just like, what are you going to see? I don't even want to see anything because it's just gotten so inappropriate, I think.
It has. It definitely has.
It has. It's like, and I'm like, for the parents,
yeah,
they say anything?
Right, the kids show up at your door, you open your door, and they're like 12, but they look like they're like 17, talking about trick or treat. You're like, what? You look like,
well, how old are you?
Go to the club. Trick or treat. It's crazy.
And sometimes they look really old. Like, I'm like, you got a beard? How old are you? Okay. So we're going to get into our first song right now, Chris Brown, Strip. Right here on the Girlfriend Network.
Cause I like my woman tall. You gotta have my mind. You're hotter than the sun. I wanna put them clothes off your body like a banana. The only reason I dress you in that.
designer. You knew that. Just to get you out that Dolce and Gabbana. I throw this money up. What? She watch it all fall. Put that thing up.
Couple
four. Anything you want, and baby, you can have it all. Starting with my last name. Now they call you Moonfall.
Right now, cause it's late, babe.
All in, baby, don't hold nothing generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and the LoveZoneUSA.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. Contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. We are talking all things about Halloween, the difference between sexy and slutty on this costume weekend. And Tahira and Jennifer, are you ladies there?
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful. I want to ask you ladies, what is the craziest kind of too far gone costume you have seen?
You want to go first? In person or online?
I like that
in person. In person.
All right, you go first.
Okay. This is not funny. Okay, so I tell you, Halloween morning is adventurous because you're driving and you're like in traffic and you see clowns and things like that. So I'm driving Halloween. And I told you, I knew it was changing when I saw this. The girl, she has a clear skirt on. So mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, very slim girl, could be a model. And you see, like, her thong in the clear skirt. But this, whatever the costume was like a little bra piece and a little fur jacket. So I'm trying to figure out, like, what is this costume? And how do you come out with the clear skirt and the thong on and get away with that?
Mm-hmm.
That's more than, like, indecency. So, and she's, like, you know, proud and happy, face made up and everything, and I'm just like, okay, all right. So I'm either getting old or is that, like, too much? Or that I was just, like, I was done at that point. But she's, like, proudly walking around with the coat. It's like a little Bolero jacket. But I'm just like, oh, my God, like, is anybody watching this in the car? So people were honking, though.
Oh,
so
yeah.
that was too much for me.
Yeah, that's a lot over.
I was just like, I had no words. I was just like, mouth open, and then I'm just like, okay, does she not see, like, she put on a see-through skirt, and I'm just like, well, I don't get what she is or what she's trying to do. And I'm like, well, maybe she's trying to make some money. Like, everything came through my mind. Everything was going through my mind at this point. I couldn't figure out. So that really got that stumped me. So, Jen, what about you?
Okay. I was at a party one year. And this young lady was dressed like a ladybug, right? But she was mm-hmm. full size. However, all her ladybug goodies was hanging out. And I was like, oh goodness. And like they had a little Halloween contest, best costume or whatever. You know, so here I am. I'm dressed up like Marilyn Monroe and I have on the white dress and all the other kind of stuff. So I'm worried about if I do a twirl, this dress is going to go up. But then when she mm-hmm. got out there, she was shaking on her butt and everything, then she got the prize. I said, now, ain't this a mess?
Mm.
All the prize. Because her goodies was hanging all out. I said, oh, my gosh. I'm like, really?
But, and ladies, don't you think that it's because of kind of, you know, the way the culture and everything is now, a lot of these, you know, young girls are kind of seeing the girls in music videos or even like celebrities they admire, and they kind of want to be that for a day. So they want to be able to kind of wear what they're wearing. Because obviously you know, things you see in like music videos or movies and TV shows, it's not realistic. It's not, you know, even, I love Beyonce, but I can't just like go out in my leotard today and just kind of be dancing out in the street.
It's not for a commercial. That's like what I'm thinking about. Congratulations. I'm sorry. Congratulations to Jennifer. You just did your web series, right?
Yes.
Oh, yay. So congrats.
Congratulations.
I'm so super excited about that. Thank you. I know that came out of nowhere. But I just always want to congratulate people on their good things that they're doing. So I'm just excited about that. But, yeah, like you can't, if it's not a commercial or something like that, you can't, you know, just walk out in a leotard, especially me. Because something about me when I do things, I get all the crazy people. Like, oh, are you a model? What are you doing? Are you doing a video? Like, the whole Eyewitness News want to interview me when I do things. So,
but
you just
you
have to understand, they get paid to do that in commercials and TV videos. So, I don't know. I just go back to the parents, because my father would have so turned me around. Yeah, I know you want to be Beyonce, but and you be Beyonce in your room under a closed door.
Exactly, because it's like, first of all, you know, I mean, I wouldn't feel safe walking out in the street like that, you know?
No.
So it's the issue about your safety, because I wouldn't feel safe walking outside like that. So it's like, okay, y'all not even old enough to have cars yet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that means that you're walking out in the street like that. Like, if I'm dressed a certain way when I'm on my way out, I won't even stop to get gas because it's ridiculous. I'll be like, oh, no. Like, I have to go do everything I have to do as far as getting in and out the car before I go home and get dressed. And then when I get dressed, I'm strictly to the club and from my car right into the club. Because it's crazy. I couldn't imagine, like, walking around in the street like that. But it's like every chance people get now to get naked, they will get naked.
So
I came up to New York one year for the gay pride parade.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was like,
parade. I walked in the parade.
Yeah. I know you weren't walking around like some of them people walking around.
Oh,
I was
no,
like,
I have my
what?
Sash and my crown. No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That,
I was
that's
like, my first time up there, I think I was like in shock. I was looking like they only have stars on their boobs and nobody is giving them nothing. Like they walking around butt naked and nobody's doing anything. I was like, this is not legal. Like, and they're like, no, that's just what they do. So it's like any chance people get to be naked, and for kids, that's really the only time they get to role play. And I'm like, well, what kind of role are you playing?
It definitely varies from situation to situation, because Halloween, it's kind of like an event that it doesn't have to be kind of such an exposed state. Like, I understand, like, if you are in, you know, like when Rihanna is in Barbados and it's like carnival time and you have those, you know, sexy, beautiful outfits on, that's, you know, they're revealing, but they're just kind of beautiful and gorgeous, and it's still kind of like a classy way, and it's part of the culture. And those kinds of things are, you know, I understand. And even Halloween, if you're, you know, if you're comfortable and you wanna, you're being true to like however your character is, I'm just very about being true to whatever you're dressing up as. So if you're, you know, if you want to, I guess, dress up as, you know, a Victoria's Secret Angel model and you have to kind of expose, but you're comfortable in doing so and you can kind of just be graceful and confident, then it's fine. But I think if you're doing it because of kind of a lower self-esteem and you just feel like, oh, everyone around me is doing it, and you kind of feel this pressure to do it, then I feel like, you know, don't fall into those traps, because Halloween, it's just about having fun, honestly. And I think a lot of times, especially, you know, with the young girls, like the self-esteem issue is so strong because, you know, they're constantly changing different, you know, you're going through puberty, your bodies are changing, and you have a lot of pressure. I mean, even as an adult, you get a lot of pressure, and there's a lot of kind of hate coming from all sides because it seems like, you know, people just can't be kind of more supportive of each other, and you feel like you need to conform to something, you know. So I think it's just about really just feeling confident in what you're doing and being comfortable and being true to who your true self is. And if you don't want to expose too much skin on Halloween, don't. And if you want to show a little bit, that's great too, you know. But I think it's just about being true to what you want to do and not worrying about what everybody else thinks.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree. I think
also, Jen, you can agree with me too. Don't forget your audience too. Like, people take Halloween and they remember it for the whole year. So, like, teenagers and things like that, just be considerate of who you're around. And if you're going to dress, like, half-naked, just understand there are going to be, like, other men there. So, just because those are the factors I think we don't shed enough light on that, okay, literally you're walking around with no clothes on.
Right.
And, you know, we don't think about the safety factor of it. It's Halloween, but it's everybody doesn't see Halloween as fun. They see it as an opportunity to maybe prey on groups of women or, you know, on children that, you know, so it's not like a happy night.
I was just saying, I don't understand why there is even a sexy Halloween for children, like including teenagers and everybody. Like, that is beyond my mind. And I honestly didn't know it was such a, like, popular phenomenon, because, like, you know, I'm assuming they're probably having these parties, and I don't know if their parents know or don't know how they're dressing, but I just don't think sexy Halloween should even be in, like, a teenager's dictionary. Like, I feel so old school, but I'm just like, you have to enjoy, like, you're still a kid, you know?
Absolutely. Like, when I was coming up, I wanted to be a cheerleader and, you know, stuff like that. So I can't imagine, you know, well, you know, the world's changed. You know, we didn't have, like, Nicki Minaj's when we were that age. Now they got Nicki Minaj, and they want to be Nicki Minaj for Halloween. And then when you go on the costumes, they got costumes made like her with a big bud, with a thong. Like, come on, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then
that is crazy,
though. For the costumes, the prices are outrageous.
It's like $100.
No, I seen a costume today and it was $165. I was like, look, unless I decide to start dressing up in a Renaissance fair, I don't think that I'm going to be spending $165 on a costume unless there's going to be something that I'm going to do on a regular basis.
Yeah, or you're going to wear it more than once. Like, that's how I think about things that I purchase with. What other event can I wear this to? So unless I'm in a movie or something like that, I'm not spending. You know what I'm saying? And I have a costume.
Exactly. It's not like they're high-quality costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you need an old matron from the Renaissance Fair, you know.
Like, some of it, and it is, you know, commercialized, like some of the major holidays, and I get it. But come on, that's where the fun leaves. Like, remember when back in the day where we could wear costumes? Like, I remember wanting to be Wonder Woman. My father was sick, so I was, like, developed early. So he was just like, okay, I know you want this, but it's not realistic. Like, you're too curvy to go out. Not, like, too curvy, but, you know, I have little boobs and everything. So I looked a lot older in the costume. So, and I think, like, the parents definitely should be checking out what your girls or guys are wearing outside. Like, you have to know. Because for me, my father was just like, oh, absolutely not. Let's try another costume. That's just, it just fit me too well, and I was still a kid, and he was just like, you look too much like an adult in it.
Exactly, and I think the biggest problem is, you know, as a kid, you always want to kind of just grow up faster, and you... Even when I look back on it, like, things when I'd be, like, you know, when I was 14, my mentality then was that, like, oh, I knew so much more than what I know, you know. And then as you get older, you look back and you go, oh, my gosh, you're so young. And you think about the things that you were hearing about or, like, what the other kids are doing. It's just crazy to me because, you know, when you're that age, of course you want to be older. But only when you get older you realize how young you actually are and how your mentality is so different. And you really still are just a child. So definitely, oh my gosh, yeah, no,
definitely,
no.
Well, let's get into
Bloody Halloween for children.
Yes. So let's get into our next song, MIA, Bad Girl, right here on the Girlfriend Network. Great talk, guys.
Yes.
100 bills, still got my money. Gold all up in my grill, So got my mind.
Call Jay up and go to jail.
So got my mind.
My fragrance on and they love my smell.
So got my mind.
So who cares about what I spend?
So got my mind.
My pockets deep and they never end.
So got my mind.
I'm going dumb with all my friends.
So got my mind.
Oh, oh, oh. All I see is signs. All I see is dollar signs. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. This is your host, Karishma Thomas, and I am with Tahira and Jennifer, my wonderful co-hosts this evening. How is everyone, ladies?
Great. Always doing good. I'm really excited about the topic.
Yes. Tell me, Halloween costumes. Now, ladies, what is the most creative costume you've seen? I feel like we've talked about what is something that you've seen someone put together? Because I think a lot of times people feel like, oh, there's no other option because I'm just going to the store and I'm just buying this. And they almost don't know how to make costumes on their own or kind of how to make it unique to them or just make it really cool and creative. What are some good costume ideas for the people out there that aren't, you know, too extreme if they don't want to show too much skin or, you know, they just want to be comfortable but still cute and sexy on Halloween?
Okay. For me, I don't have a costume, but for creativity with the makeup, sometimes people don't have money to, like, really invest in a costume. So if you can do, like, really, really, you know, you're gifted as a makeup artist or just play around with it, I've seen a lot of hot makeup for Halloween. Like, wow, never thought of that. You know, like ghosts on the eyelid and things like that. Like, really creative things that I'm just like, wow. So I would say get creative with your makeup. You don't always have to spend money.
Definitely. What do you think, Jennifer?
You know, I always say the black cat is always the easiest costume to make.
You know, black cat?
Yeah, you just use a black top, some black tights. You can make a tail really easy. So, you know, it's like you get a piece of material. You don't have to be a seamstress to put a costume together. You know, it's some stuff you could just hand stitch and do your makeup, draw some whiskers on, go to the dollar store, get some little ears and pop those on, and then you're good to go.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Definitely. I might be that for Halloween because it is so easy and simple. And you can definitely, you know, make that cute, do like a cute little cat eye, you know, going on. And it's like to hear, I love what you said about the makeup. And nowadays, you know, there's so many resources because there's so many YouTube tutorials and stuff like that. So if you can get creative, and I'm sure there's obviously a bunch of tutorials out there as well for people who just kind of don't know what they're doing when it comes to makeup or putting together costumes, it's very easy to, you know, not have to just kind of go with whatever you find at the store. It's Halloween is all about kind of having fun and being able to make your costume. And I always think the best Halloween costumes are the ones that you'd never think of. So, you know, characters that people usually aren't dressed up as or those kinds of things where you're like, oh, wow, that's a smart costume.
Yes.
I always work for those.
I went to, one year I went to New York to the Halloween parade. Have any of you been to the Halloween parade?
No. I've been out on Halloween, and I saw the parade, but I wasn't in the, like, I haven't participated. It's long, though.
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen, like, so many people in costumes. Like, Halloween in New York is like a holiday.
It's overwhelming, right?
Yeah.
I was invited to go to New York. It's, like, overwhelming. Do you feel that way, Karishma? Because Karishma is from New York.
Yeah,
she's in
New
York.
Actually,
I mean, she lives in that. She's not from New York, but
right. No, it is. You know, already like for the past few weeks, all I've been hearing about is, oh my gosh, there's this many parties on Thursday and this many parties on Friday and this many parties on Saturday, and everyone's like, okay, well, we're gonna do one house party on this night, and then we're gonna go to a club this night, and then a secret party this night, and I was just like, I don't even know what I'm gonna be yet, so I'm really behind. Well, now I know. I think I'm gonna go with the black cat, because that costume sounds actually perfect for me.
That'll be so cute. Post pictures,
definitely. But I think that it, you know, people really do go all out and go above and beyond, and because it is kind of, you know, such a creative city, people really come up with the most, like, head-turning costumes that you're just like, wow, the fact that you could, you know, really put this time and effort. Because I know people who spend months on kind of putting their look together, because they're usually never the same thing. They're only for one night, and so they have, like, three different costumes for the weekend. And I think it's just phenomenal when they put that effort in. And it really is. If I cared about the Halloween costume competition, I probably wouldn't even leave the house this weekend. Mm-hmm. But since I've kind of always just been on the last minute of the Halloween ideas, I'm just kind of going out to have a good time and stay warm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. I'm supposed to be in the city. I'm not sure if I'm going to go into the in the city for Halloween this year. I'm going to spend it with my little nephew, but it's really a big event, so I felt so, like, when I went the last time, I wasn't even trying to get into the parade, but it's so overwhelming we couldn't avoid it. So I was like, well, when is this going to end? And it's just more people with costumes. But that's why I'm saying also keep in mind of the safety factor. You have millions, is it millions? Maybe thousands. I don't think it's millions. I think it's thousands of people in costumes. So also remember the safety factor, because I felt overwhelmed. People like were pushing, and I'm just like, you don't know who it is. They have a costume on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally, the person I went with, I had to hold their hand the whole time because it was just so fast to get separated. And it was just so people. I couldn't believe it was so many people there.
I was so overwhelmed with it. And it was really crazy music, though.
They have floats and everything. It's like the New Year's parade, but it's Halloween. Yeah. It's really crazy. I've never seen anything like that on Halloween before.
It's really amazing. But it can get overwhelming, and like I would say, it's definitely, you know, make sure you have your mace and stuff like that, because I'm always thinking about the people that see it as fun, but the other people that see it as an opportunity to maybe, you know, not be so nice on Halloween. So just keep your eyes open as much as you can, because there are literally thousands of people in the street with costumes. You don't know who did it. If you think about it, it would be like the perfect opportunity to, you know. So just keep those things in mind.
Definitely. Everyone, for this weekend, you know, the Love Zone wishes you a very, like, hope you have a lot of fun. But we also want everyone to kind of make sure you stay safe. Have, like, your buddy and everything, because it's all about having a good, fun Halloween, but also just making sure that you're, you know, having a safe and good time.
Yeah. And also think about your costume. Like, really think about your audience. I hate to sound like a mom, but just really think. My grandmother would always say that. Tiara, think about your audience. I'm like, what is this lady talking about? I'm like, all of 11 years old, Grandma. What are you talking about? But I get it now. I really get it now. Think of your audience, you know, what impressions if you're going. So for our listeners that are going to office Halloween parties, please keep it work appropriate. Even though they said it's Halloween party, it's not, because you have that person in the office that wears the wrong thing, and they're like the French maid, but every time you go to put in your report, the person has that mind, that picture of you in their mind of the French maid. So you know what I'm saying? So you want to really think of your audience. And that's it. So, Jen, what tips do you have for our audience here in the Love Zone?
Definitely just, you know, be safe. You know, even children that are out there, they also need to be safe too. And the parents, please monitor your children's clothes. You know, and just like what you said, piggybacking off of what you said, you know, everything is appropriate, you know, for whatever audience you have. If you're at work, wear a costume that's appropriate to wear at work. And if you're going out, then, you know, you wear what you want because you're going out. But keep in mind, you have to get from your car to wherever you're going and back home. So definitely safety is the main issue. And be aware of your surroundings and everything that's going on around you at all times. Because not only, you know, you have to be aware of what you're wearing and where you are, you have to be aware because all these people are walking around in masks. You know, and they got that clown issue going on now, so.
Oh, I know. Isn't that insane? The clown thing
really
scares me so much. That actually terrifies me completely. I didn't believe it. I was actually kind of late to the parade. Somebody was like, oh, have you seen this thing with the clowns? And I was like, what are they talking about? Tahira, have you heard about this clown thing?
The clown parade?
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
And these people are, like, dressing up as clowns and just, like, oh, my gosh, I just can't. So, yes, don't, please just be safe, everyone, especially with those clowns.
Yeah. Definitely. You know, I would always say it's definitely a time, even every day, like we always say, be safe. But just keep in mind of your environment and go out with people. Let someone know when you're going out and things like that. But then have fun with it. Don't lose the fun. Don't, you know. Being sexy, all that has is time where you get to do that all the time, you know, when it's time appropriate. But right now for our kids and things like that, just enjoy, have fun. This is your time to have fun, but also be safe as well. So I would definitely keep those things in mind. I want to thank Jen for hosting with us this evening. It's always a pleasure to host with you. You're so fun and charisma. You too. We always have a good time on the Girlfriend Network. Jen, let our listeners, I know you're like family with us, let our listeners know where they can find you on your social media.
Yes, on Facebook you can find me under Jennifer Laws Model, and the same thing on Instagram, Jennifer Laws Model. Or if you want to look me up under my company name, of course, on Facebook, that's Top Line Divas.
Yes, Top Line Divas. So, okay, so for that's it really for the show, and we wish you a happy, healthy Halloween. We'll come on next Monday again with another spicy topic here on the Girlfriend Network. Thanks again. Have a great evening, everyone. And we're going to leave with Michael Jackson's Thriller. Right here on the Girlfriend Network. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?